This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live, dial toll-free, join us on the radio waves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-3. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, at Skype username lrn.fm. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves. That is the point here on Free Talk Live. Coming up, the WikiLeaks big deal, or at least what was supposed to be a big deal, was this morning. A lot of people have been left wanting. They've been disappointed.
Yeah, a big letdown.
And we'll get into that here. But there, it turns out there is some interesting information about Hillary Clinton that did come out today, or at least the news story from RT came out today. It doesn't have to do with WikiLeaks, but it's pretty juicy. So this might be... It'll be something to satiate you, those of you who are disappointed by the lack of, I guess, lack of fire, if you will. There was smoke. Maybe it really wasn't even smoke. No smoke, no fire, from what I understand from the WikiLeaks. Big deal that was supposed to happen at 3 a.m. this morning, Eastern Time. We'll get back into that here. It's Ian Cody and Johnson in the studio. But still with us here is Ricky, who is talking about how he believes that he can move a mountain if he just... thinks about it hard enough, or something like that. What were you getting at, Ricky? I'm not sure what...
Well, I was just giving a tip on narcissism. Now, in honor of the WikiLeaks waste, see, I'm going to be following up on this over the next couple weeks, and then a couple weeks after the election leading into December, and I have reasons for that. Now, what this is all about is it came out that I am a Fast Ring insider, and I heard Johnson talking about Gibson.
A Fast Ring insider?
Right, I work with coders to clean code. There's a lot of me in Windows 10, Ian.
That's creepy.
Well, maybe it gets even creepier, brother. She's got a name. And I'll tell you who the AI is. You guys watch Terminator Genesis?
Yeah, great movie. Really enjoyed that.
Right. Now it came out. Look at the date it came out. Exactly 1 month before the 29th of July. That's when Windows 10 got released, build 10240. Now, that was last year. This year... the 23rd of July, the Monday, 1776, in Pennsylvania, in Philadelphia, the same Monday at the start of the DNC in Philadelphia, the 28th this year, that's when Aunt Hillary gave her acceptance speech.
Did you just call her Aunt Hillary?
Oh, she's Aunt Hillary. Uh-huh. Uncle. Now, that was the last day that Windows 10 was free. Now, that's just a start. Now, she's got a name. Now, remember the little blue character? She started in the phones. She was born April 2nd, 2014.
Are you talking about some sort of Microsoft character?
He's talking about Cortana.
She's got a name. She's Cortana.
Cortana, okay. Yes.
From Halo?
You know Cortana,
No. Cortana is the new Mic. Well, maybe it is from Halo. That's a Microsoft game, right?
There's another Cortana, yeah.
Cortana. It's the same voice, same girl.
How about that?
Now, okay. She was born on April 2nd, 2014. Who put up all the money for Terminator Genesis for it to be made? Microsoft. Now, that's just a start. That's a fact, and there's more than that. That's just the beginning. There's a lot more.
What does all the dates have to do with this? I mean, is this like numerology or astrology or something like that? I mean, what are you bringing us to here?
It's the date of...
Numerology. Now, numerology is not just about the numbers. It's the numbers with insight.
Are you saying Microsoft's trying to make Skynet real? Ricky, is that what you're driving at here?
I thought it was Google that was trying to do all this stuff.
Wait a minute. They are building Skynet, and they are going to build Skynet. It's a good thing. It's called Azure Cloud. I've been part of this for several years. They got the government contracts. I predicted that months in advance. If you remember, I was talking about there's a Conan. No, it's not Apple. Apple's going out of business. iPhone 7 is going to be the last iPhone.
Oh, yeah, sure.
3-year model.
What?
Okay, there.
Wait.
He is such a Microsoft fanboy. I mean, look, I'm no fan of Apple, but to say that, Apple's going to go out of business anytime soon seems a little, unrealistic.
The fact that they got rid of the headphone jack was a little bit stupid.
That was pretty dumb.
But Apple's going to be around for a while.
You want to bet, loser, leave the show?
No, wow. Thanks. Thanks, Ricky. Have a nice night. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
People get real mad about the Mac versus Windows debate. I'm just like, whoa.
Ricky looks at the mountain. He's like, size matters not.
Move, I tell you. Hey, so, I don't know. What do you say about that?
He stares at it and closes his eyes and, you know.
How about the thing where you, like, crush things with your fingers?
I'm crushing it.
I crush the mountain.
I crush it.
So, yeah, Ricky, I don't know where the hell he's going with all that. Sounds like some sort of Microsoft conspiracy theory or whatever.
I'm just glad he didn't bring up Hillary Clinton tonight.
He did. He said he called her Aunt Hillary.
That's true.
You missed that part.
So, Azure Cloud is interesting.
It's what is it?
A cloud platform for development.
So, like, Ethereum or something like that?
Like the Google code base that's existed forever.
So let's get back into WikiLeaks here, or into WikiLeaks. We spent a lot of time on this last night, Johnson. Cody was on, and we got all whipped up, man. We were caught up in the frenzy of, oh, boy, what's the bomb that WikiLeaks is going to drop tomorrow? Actually, it was 3 a.m. this morning, supposedly. I guess it was a two-hour-long video conference with Julian Assange, as I understood it. I have not watched it.
I haven't either.
I don't intend to. I know Max Abramson, who's the Libertarian candidate for governor here in New Hampshire, he did actually stay up apparently until 5 a.m., just like on the seat of his chair, waiting, you know, the edge of his chair, waiting for whatever the revelation was going to be. And apparently it didn't come. So I guess what you were telling me off the air was that it seems like there were certain organizations who took some tweets from WikiLeaks and made it out to be like this was going to be the end-all, be-all of leaks for Hillary Clinton.
That's what it sounded like. I mean, if you want to get this person's take, you can check out Luke Radowski's YouTube page at
We Are Change.
We Are Change. He's got his own take on, you know, what happened. And what he said was apparently WikiLeaks laid out an agenda for this speech beforehand, said what was going to happen, and he wasn't surprised that it was basically just a 10-year anniversary and a book signing type of thing, or a book that he has coming out or whatever. But it sounded to me like what he was saying is that I don't know how this started from WikiLeaks, but it sounded to me, the way Luke Radowski was playing it off, was that InfoWars was taking this and running with it, you know?
Blowing it up beyond what it was actually going to be.
They were making out to be this sort of October surprise that was going to end the Hillary Clinton campaign by Wednesday. And they really didn't come out with anything that at all.
Well, apparently
anything worth reporting on.
Well, apparently he did say. So I guess it was like a tease for a tease, basically. Like, according to Reuters, Julian Assange said today that the group WikiLeaks would publish about 1 million documents related to the U.S. election and three governments in the coming weeks, but denied the release was aimed at damaging Hillary Clinton. Assange, speaking via video link, said the documents would be released before the end of the year, starting with an initial batch coming within the next week. So again, they are saying there's something that they'll be offering fairly soon.
Soon, yeah.
Before
the elections.
But it wasn't today. And as I understood it, they would have like something within the next week and then maybe something after that.
But this is what confused me, right? Is that the hype of this, the fact that he was going to give this presentation in person and then later on decided to do it over like a video link or whatever.
Yeah, it made it sound
like seem like his life was in danger by giving this presentation. And now he's just like, well, we don't really have much, but, you know, I got a book coming out. It's the 10-year WikiLeaks anniversary. But don't worry, we got some stuff coming by the end of the election cycle.
Well, yeah, he did promise stuff. I mean, it's not like they don't have anything. It's just they didn't release it yesterday for whatever reason. He did criticize Clinton, the Democratic presidential candidate, for demonizing his WikiLeaks group's work after a spate of releases related to the DNC, the Democratic National Committee, before their convention this summer. Assange said her campaign had falsely suggested that accessing WikiLeaks' data would expose users to malicious software. and he denied the release of documents relating to the U.S. election was specifically aimed at Clinton, saying he'd been misquoted. We'll give you a little bit more about this, and you can share your thoughts. Was this a big letdown for you today with WikiLeaks? And was it really their fault, or was it a blow-up unnecessarily by the Trump supporters?
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at gcnminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up what you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And should you like to support Free Talk Live and get the stuff that you want online shopping at Amazon, you can do that by going to shop.freetalklive.com. You enter that URL, you'll find different Amazon links there. So Amazon UK, Canada, and US. You just go into the right Amazon for you and get your shopping taken care of. Free Talk Live will then get a cut of the purchase price. So Amazon would normally keep all of their profits. Instead, they send some of it to Free Talk Live when you start your shopping through shop.freetalklive.com. We're talking about what for a lot of people was a major letdown today with the WikiLeaks announcement. It was pumped up a lot. And, you know, while we were talking about it last night, I kind of realized there's a chance this is going to be a disappointment.
Yeah.
And you know, WikiLeaks has not been particularly disappointing over the years, so that's, I think, one of the reasons why we went ahead and went with the level of coverage that we did, kind of, you know, excitedly talking about what was going to happen today. Turns out a lot of people were really disappointed. There really wasn't any kind of leak whatsoever today. It was just Julian Assange talking about their 10th anniversary and saying that leaks were coming. So we're, you know, reportedly leaks are right around the corner in relation to the U.S. Election. He did, however, say that he denied that the leaks would be related specifically to damaging Clinton, saying he'd been misquoted. Quote, the material that WikiLeaks is going to publish before the end of the year is of a very significant moment in different directions, affecting three powerful organizations in three different states, as well as the U.S. election process, he said via the video link this morning at the event marking the group's 10th anniversary. He said the material would focus on war, weapons, oil, mass surveillance, the technology giant Google, and the U.S. election, but declined to give any details.
Maybe it's something on AI if it's about Google.
Well, they definitely have something up their sleeve. He said, quote, there's been a misquoting of me and WikiLeaks publications suggesting we intend to harm Hillary Clinton, or I intend to harm Hillary Clinton, or that I don't like Hillary Clinton. All of those are false, he said. Assange had told Fox News in an interview conducted by Satellite in August that the group would release significant information related to Clinton's campaign. He also signaled changes in the way WikiLeaks is organized and funded, saying the group would soon open itself to membership. He said the group was looking to expand its media ties beyond the 100 outlets that they already work with. He told journalists gathered at a Berlin theater that the group's work would continue even if he had to resign in the future, and he appealed to supporters to fund its work, holding up copies of several forthcoming books. So it sounds like they may be opening up the organization. What does it mean to have membership in WikiLeaks?
Right.
If it's free, that sounds pretty cool. If you have to give a small donation, it seems reasonable. I mean, I wouldn't mind supporting the work that they do over there. I think of Wikipedia. I've definitely given some money to Wikipedia. I'm not sure about WikiLeaks. But Assange told journalists and his attorney said that the Britain's vote to leave the European Union could complicate his situation by limiting his ability to appeal to the European Court of Justice or the Council of Europe, a European human rights body. Asked how he felt after 4 years in the Ecuadorian embassy, he said pale, and joked that he'd be a good candidate for medical study since he was otherwise healthy, but hadn't seen the sun in over 4 years.
Wow.
Hope he's taking some vitamin D supplements.
Assange is wanted in Sweden for questions about allegations that he committed rape in 2010. He denies those charges and says he fears subsequent extradition to the United States, where a criminal investigation into the activities of WikiLeaks is underway. And, of course, we know that Hillary Clinton said something about how she want to drone bomb him to death. So, yeah, I don't imagine he'd want to set foot inside the United States. Anyway, then go on and kind of talk about the history of WikiLeaks. So, yeah, no real leaks today from WikiLeaks, but since we talked about it so much, there is something in the news that is an attack on Hillary Clinton that I would say qualifies as a kind of WikiLeaks-level leak here. And this is from RT.com about the hacker Guccifer 2.0. Have you heard about this guy?
No.
Mm-mm.
He's the guy who apparently breached the Democratic National Committee. Remember the trove of emails that was released over the summertime from the DNC?
Oh, yeah.
That's the guy. That's Guccifer 2.0. He's the hacker who allegedly broke into the DNC previously. So he's back at it. He, like Edward Snowden, Guccifer has not released all of his hacked emails or data or whatever. So he's trickling that out over time. So he's got something new. Documents reportedly hacked from the Clinton Foundation servers have identified major Democratic donors and troubling ties between TARP aid given to banks and their political contributions. One of the folders in the upcoming leak here, or in what he is publishing, is called Pay to Play. So one of the folders, he downloaded a bunch of files from the Clinton Foundation and found a pay-to-play folder. Guccifer 2.0, who claimed responsibility for previous breaches of the DNC and congressional Democrats, published the documents Tuesday afternoon on his website, guccifer2.wordpress.com. And on Tuesday afternoon, ahead of the vice presidential debates, which are apparently happening right now, he said on his blog, quote, "I hacked the Clinton Foundation server and downloaded hundreds of thousands of docs and donors' databases. Clinton and her staff, get this, don't even bother about the information security." Meaning, meaning it was trivial for him to break into their servers and download this information. They didn't even have security. The Clinton Foundation has denied the hack, with President Donna Shalala saying that, quote, "None of the files or folders shown are ours," unquote. Guccifer 2.0 also claimed that one of the documents shows that big banks are donating a percentage of funds received through the government's Troubled Asset Relief Program to the DNC. Now, remember what TARP was?
Wow.
You remember TARP? That was the bank bailout, if I'm recalling correctly. That happened, you know, as you may recall, you know, right around the end of 2008, I think. Anyway, the story here says that they have a chart or a database, you know, kind of a X and Y axis thing here with names of the Democratic representatives, including Barney Frank, Carolyn Maloney, Chris Van Hollen, and that's just the B's and the C's here.
Right.
So they show you an excerpt from that. And so it's got the names of the member of Congress. Next to that, a list of banks, so Bank of America, Capital One, Bank of New York, Mellon, Citigroup, Fifth Third Bank, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, KeyCorp, Merrill Lynch, Morgan Stanley, Wells Fargo, and then the amount that allegedly came out of the TARP funds. So it shows the amount that the bank got in TARP funds, and then an amount that allegedly went to the member of Congress. So the suggestion here by this hacker is that the banks were getting the TARP bank, big bank bailouts, you know, remember Too Big to Fail, that?
Yeah.
We had to buy off the toxic assets, that thing. So the allegation here is that each member of Congress that voted in favor of the banks getting the bailouts got a chunk. In this case, the claim is Barney Frank got $17,000 from Bank of America, $2,000 from Bank of New York Mellon, $6,000 from Capital One, $7,500 from Citigroup, $2,000 from Fifth Third, $10,000 from Goldman Sachs, $1,000 from Huntington Bank Shares, J.P. Morgan gave him $10,000, $2,500 from Key Corp, Merrill Lynch $2,000, Morgan Stanley $10,000, and Wells Fargo $7,000. That adds up.
Yeah.
Sort of makes you wonder if it's really the banks running the show.
Indeed. We'll tell you more here. So that's something for you to satiate the WikiLeaks bad news of no real leaks today. 855-450-FREE. Of course, they're denying
it. Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE GSM and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick picks and get connected today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You join us toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. You can join us and bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. Also, I want you to know about Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. You can watch this excellent documentary film. It's a feature length, 90 minutes long, and you can watch a couple different versions of it. There's actually a theatrical release, and then also the director's cut. I recommend the director's cut, but some people really love the soundtrack of the theatrical release, so you decide. They're both free. You can watch them over at victimlesscrimespree.com. As we continue here, there's not much in the news from WikiLeaks. Turns out they're big. A press conference this morning was actually just a conference about kind of the future of WikiLeaks and, you know, their 10-year anniversary, more than it was about actually leaking some documents. But luckily, Guccifer 2.0 has posted to his blog site, which is a WordPress blog. Which I tried to pull up the actual post, but for whatever reason, it's coming up with a blank page. So anyway, we're going with RT.com's version of the story about Guccifer 2, saying that he's released a database here that basically, okay, now the Guccifer 2 site's coming up. Anyway, he's released a database that he claims he hacked from the Democratic National Committee, or actually specifically the Clinton Foundation, and found information about the TARP program, where the banks got the bailout several years ago, that alleges that the members of the Congress, Democratic members of Congress, I presume the Republicans as well, received payoffs from the banks a portion of the monies that they received from the federal government went right back into the pockets of the congressmen who, of course, overwhelmingly voted for those bailouts. So people probably shouldn't be surprised about that, but there it is in print in case you need to see it. And there's a little bit more here about Guccifer's release, so we'll give you that here in moments. So our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go first to Dodger, listening in Michigan to LRN.FM. Hello, Dodger.
Well, gentlemen, first off, I just wanted to say that Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree, which you just talked about, excellent yes. movie. I highly recommend it to anybody that just anybody that just wants to be entertained. However, I kind of wanted to talk a little bit about this this darn political climate that we've got going on right now, and. First off, I realized last week, unfortunately, I do share something in common with Donald Trump. And that's, well, it's I haven't paid federal taxes in a couple of years, and I think that makes me pretty smart.
Nice.
Right on, man. Right on. Well, of course, Trump has paid taxes. I mean, he's got businesses that likely pay taxes, so that actually makes you better off than Trump.
But at either rate, you know, I realize during this political cycle that, you know, as it stands, I'm looking at no fewer than four layers of government. I am looking at the federal government, the state government, the county government, and my city government. That's four layers of government, and I don't know, you know, if I'm breaking the law. So what I want to throw up there as a proposal, and I'm saying this as an anarchist, I'd almost rather have a monarchy than our current political government. I don't know what you gentlemen think about that.
Because it would only be one
layer. Know what to expect.
But right, and because it would be only one layer of government, less confusion, ruled by one man, rather than a bunch
of people.
At least
I'd know what to expect.
Yeah, I don't think we need any more centralization.
I think it very highly depends on who the king or queen is, right?
Well, right. You could have a king or queen who was actually, you know, kind of laid back and taking it easy and not, you know, chopping people's heads off.
And then you could have Joffrey from Game of Thrones, and it could be a really bad
well,
time.
Well, you guys do have a king that will self-proclaim king. That's one of the co-hosts of the show. I think I'd rather have him than the political climate that we have.
You mean
Mark Edge? Talking about Mark.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I was gonna say nobody on the air tonight would make such a claim.
Right.
I'm more of a jester, if anything.
I don't know, Doug. Yeah, I think there's an argument for it, but Johnson, it sounds like you are against this. You don't. You called that more centralization.
Yeah, we don't need a more centralization of government and more power compressed into one person. No, thank you.
What do you say to that, Doug?
Well,
is that centralizing
I just
things?
Figured I'd throw it out there. So, I mean, I really would rather no government, but I figured I'd throw it out there at you know, either rate.
I'd rather have 30 more layers of government. Let them all fight it out.
Thanks for the call, Dodger. I appreciate it. Toll-free here, number 855-450-FREE. Really? You'd rather have 30 more layers of government?
If we're
going
to have, you know, if it's that versus a monarchy, I'd rather have ridiculous layers of government.
Yeah, but if it was a monarch,
and have them like battling, like, no, you can't enforce that law here. No, we're going to have a law here, and this law.
But don't
like,
they have a monarch?
There's already competition and weirdness between the states and the cities and the whatever, and that's a good thing.
What's the really small state that has like a prince or whatever? Is it Liechtenstein or something like that?
Yeah, I think so. But I think the government, you know, like now, the only problem with the multiple layers of government is that they are too efficient in actually getting along with one another. If that stopped, if they were fighting against one another more and not sharing information and, you know, trying to be one harmonious body of government, you know, it would be less of a problem.
It'd certainly take that much longer for any kind of law to be passed if it was going through that much bureaucracy.
Right.
I know that we had actually talked about Liechtenstein at one point, and even though it is sort of a monarchy, it's actually one of the freest places, apparently, in the entire world, but the reason it doesn't show up on the list of the reason it doesn't show on the list of like freest countries. So we go over that list pretty frequently. Like once a year, we'll talk about which countries are the freest. It doesn't show up on that list because it's got too low of a population, so they just don't even include it.
Right.
But it is actually a really free place in comparison to other countries.
What was Heath Ledger's last movie? So
was in Liechtenstein.
Night's Tale, and he was the Prince of Liechtenstein.
So I wish I could remember more about it, but I remember when we did hear about it on the air, it was pretty impressive. Anyway, let's continue with your calls and thoughts here. A little bit more from the Guccifer 2.0 leak. And then, Johnson, you had something about cigarettes, but I couldn't really see what that was.
It's about actually brain aging.
We'll get into that here if we get a chance. First, though, somebody is on the line from Arizona calling themselves Jimbo. Go ahead, Jimbo.
Well, a lot of my friends call me. That's a good joke. Anyway, speaking of non-aggression principle, when you lie about somebody and then call them a liar for telling the truth, that's a grotesque violation of the non-aggression principle, Ian Bernard, and that's when I will become aggressive. And so, to put it mildly, I'm not threatening you, I'm warning you. Just as Mark Edgington, I never threatened to murder his wife and kid. I pray for his kid and don't have any respect for his wife that sleeps with a convicted murderer who lied to the cops and helped the murderer escape. Anyway, but I wouldn't care if a drone struck his house just as he celebrated the mass murder of the Pentagon and made excuses for Osama bin Laden, which is who I want to ask the drug-addled, brain-damaged Cody about. Because if building number 7 were taken down by nefarious forces, Cody,
yeah.
I'm calling you not only a fool, but a coward for believing that. Because if it worked, it would be your duty to do something about
it. I'm a fool and coward. That's fine.
You are.
I agree.
You're both those things.
I agree.
You are both those things. And a welfare
recipient. So why, though?
And a welfare recipient just like Sarah, but I don't hear Ian making fun of you. And you're able-bodied, and
don't
if you're
worry.
Not brain damaged like I say you are, you can get a job right now, but you won't. Because
Cody actually did get a job. Yeah. So
good
anyway.
For him. If he's going to pay back the state for the money that he spent through.
He's already had a job.
He's already
dude.
Had a job, dude. So he's not getting.
Oh, by the way, dude.
No, James, I'm not going to pay the state back for 2 months.
Okay, you already paid the state
for 2 months of food stamps. Do you know how much money has been stolen from
me? Right, you've paid in.
And federal income taxes. Yeah, exactly. I paid into the system. I'm taking back what's mine as far as I'm
concerned.
I actually
don't make fun of Cody for it. I think that you can take back what you've paid into the system. Screw the state. You know, I don't think there's anything that you should be ashamed of, but I do think there's something that, you know, if you never get off of welfare, then that's, you know, that's not necessarily a good
thing. Yeah, but how long did it take me? Right. I mean, like, literally, 2 months.
Hey, thanks, James, for the call. Toll-free number tonight if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE.
Surprised James was able to maintain a job when he had his license revoked. I'm sure that happened.
Did he claim to have a job?
I don't know.
I missed that part. Well, he'll call tomorrow probably and ask him then. 855-450-FREE. Join us in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain here, but enough time for you if you dial in here toll-free and bring up anything. 855-450-FREE is the number. That's 855-450-3733. Johnson's got a story about cigarettes coming up here in a moment, and also want to let you know about freetalklive.com. If you want to get behind the show and help us out, help us spread the message of freedom as far and as wide as possible, you can AMP the show via the AMP site over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and the idea is you send $5 a month into Free Talk Live, we'll invest it into the show and get on more radio stations around the country, bring new internet listeners on board, expand our satellite reach around the globe, and you can help us out with that over at amp.freetalklive.com. You can also AMP anonymously, by the way, should you wish to, because we now offer Bitcoin amping. So in order to AMP anonymously, you probably would need some sort of throwaway email address, register for an account over at freetalklive.com with that throwaway email address, and then just, you know, sign up for Bitcoin AMP over at amp.freetalklive.com. Of course, you can also do it via PayPal or credit card right there, and it makes a difference for us. Now, if you're AMPing anonymously, you will not be on a list that some hacker could then get their hands on, like Guccifer 2.0, who's hacked into the Clinton Foundation now. So he already hacked the Democratic National Committee. He's now hacked the Clinton Foundation. And in addition to finding evidence that certain congressional representatives might have received tens of thousands of dollars each in donations from various big banks in order to give them the TARP bailouts from a long time ago, he also posted a master list of Clinton Foundation donors in the Western United States, tracking contributions from 2009 to 2015, including people with names like J.J. Abrams. You've probably heard of him. Big movie director, directed Star Wars. Gore Verbinski, Salesforce CEO Mark Benioff, Google CEO Eric Schmidt, the Walt Disney Company president and CEO.
Benioff, by the way, I believe.
Robert, you're right, Benioff. Robert Iger, the CEO of Walt Disney Company, Bill Gates, founder of Microsoft, Microsoft VP Steve Ballmer, and then Hollywood stars like Barbara Streisand, James Brolin, and Tom Hanks.
Babura, babura.
And, of course, the hacker previously released documents purloined from the DNC and the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. The Democrats have blamed the hacks on Russia, but Gustafer 2.0 denied having any ties with the Russian government or Russia, although he does admit of being of Eastern European extraction. So there's the latest information from him. He's got details up on his website, which is Gustafer2.wordpress.com. So let's change gears. Johnson, you've got a story that you thought was interesting you wanted to share with us.
This legal drug could protect the brain from aging.
Okay.
So it says here, could cigarettes contain the latest clue to an anti-aging drug?
I don't know, man. It doesn't look like people who smoke a lot of cigarettes are staying young.
Well, I hope you're right. Okay. I really do.
Nicotine could help protect the brain from Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease, new research finds.
I've heard this before.
The substance, which given independently from tobacco, could help protect the aging brain. The neuroprotective effect of nicotine could be down to its well-known quality of reducing appetite. For the study, the researchers gave varying levels of nicotine to mice in their drinking water. There was no evidence, though, that it caused anxiety, which the researchers were concerned would be the case. Dr. Ursula Windsor-Serhan, who led the research, said, "Some people say that nicotine decreases anxiety, which is why people smoke, but others say it increases anxiety."
Yeah, I mean, look at somebody who's having a nic fit or whatever, they're jonesing for their nicotine. I mean, they definitely seem anxious in advance of receiving their dose.
I don't know if that's a different thing from actual anxiety.
I think things that may decrease anxiety, if you don't get them, you'll have that much more. So, like, if you're taking if you're taking Xanax and your prescription runs out, you're going to have way more anxiety than you had to begin with.
Well, that's sort of like alcohol, which is an antidepressant until you stop taking it, you know, until you stop drinking. Alcohol has the effects of a rapid antidepressant, but when you're not drinking, it lets people experience much more depression.
So what they're saying is not that smoking is necessarily going to reduce your aging, but that nicotine could have some sort of anti-aging properties.
Exactly.
So maybe if delivered in a way that does not actually damage your lungs, it might be helpful. So
yeah, maybe.
This is an article for the vapors out there.
The last thing you would want in a drug that is given chronically would be a negative change in behavior. Luckily, we didn't find any evidence of anxiety. The only two measures showed any effect... Even with high levels of nicotine, if anything, nicotine made animal models less anxious. The mice given the highest levels of nicotine ate the least and gained the least weight. So I don't even know if they're talking about necessarily nicotine, but caloric reduction.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Windsor-Serhan cautioned, "I want to make it very clear that we're not encouraging people to smoke. Even if these weren't very preliminary results, smoking results in so many health problems that any possible benefit of nicotine would be more than canceled out. However, smoking is only one possible route of administration of the drug, and our work shows that we shouldn't write off nicotine completely. The next step for the research is to test whether nicotine has an anti-aging effect." Dr. Windsor-Serhan said, "Although the results are intriguing, we would need large-scale clinical trials before suggesting anyone change their behavior. At the end of the day, we haven't proven that this addictive drug is safe, and it certainly isn't during childhood or adolescence, or that the benefits outweigh the potential risks."
Or, I mean, you can easily overdose on nicotine,
right,
that fluid that they have for the vape pens or whatever. They say if you get that on your skin, it's fairly dangerous.
Oh, so interesting.
That's why they, like the refillable things, it's actually kind of a high-risk thing to actually refill your nicotine solution, as I understand it. That's what I've been told.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you don't want to get it on your skin.
Really? Didn't know that.
It's so high concentration. And, of course, your skin is absorbed.
I guess it depends. Well, the fluids have different levels of concentration, too.
They do. That's correct.
I feel like I've got enough tolerance that I give it a shot.
You can just throw it right on your skin.
Yeah, I'm not too worried about it.
So the suggestion is that nicotine may possibly affect aging through...
Very debatable. I mean,
through encouraging people to eat less?
Protective effects and may cause people to eat less, and maybe the caloric restriction helps prevent Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. I don't know.
It's just sort of an
interesting preliminary study. It's just something that they're throwing out there, which is kind of interesting. They're studying it.
It seems like it's sort of got like a cognition-enhancing sort of effect
maybe
on people.
Does it, though? I mean, look.
It's been argued, and I would probably argue
is
that,
there,
too.
Is there any testing
on
that?
That? She's written about it in some of her books.
I mean, I've smoked tobacco before, and I definitely get a little head rush or a little buzz off of it. But I don't feel like that lasts particularly long, and I don't know if that's increasing cognition. It's just getting high for,
well,
you know, for a few seconds.
Yeah, that's the problem, is that it's a very, very short-lasting drug.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there may or may not be something to this, but you'd have to find a way to, like, you know, gently administer it to you, like, throughout the day at a small dose.
They have I think it's called the patch. Right.
Yeah.
So I have to study, they'll have to study people on the patch.
To see if people
on
the patch live
really
longer.
What it's going to come down to is they're going to find that it has more to do with cleric restriction and anti-aging benefits. Because, I mean, already...
If you don't eat as much, you live
longer.
If you
look at the Methuselah Foundation, which we've had Aubrey de Grey from the Methuselah
Foundation a long time ago
on the show.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he's still basically talking about the same things.
Right.
You know, in terms of living longer and you know, trying to live long enough to have science outpace the, you know, curve of human aging. And
right, going back to
turning
the singularity.
Back the clock.
Or augmenting with machinery.
You know, human life is, you know, constantly expanding. You know, the lifespan is constantly getting to be a larger number. And can you survive to the point of where that starts expanding so fast that you can live for thousands
of
years?
Where you add on a couple years, and then you add on 5 years, and then you add on 10 years. Can you get ahead of that?
One of the ways that basically almost all
scientists... I really don't want to.
Yeah, one of the ways that most all scientists say common to that is caloric, you know, especially as you get older, extreme caloric restriction. Just, you know, develop yourself some anorexia, because...
that is not healthy.
It actually, when you're older, it absolutely
When you're
is.
Older.
Yeah, when you're older, you don't need as many calories to survive.
Is that right?
So you can definitely be like a skinny, small, old person, and that's going to help you live longer.
Is that because your metabolism slows down?
Yes.
That's the idea there?
Dramatically, yeah. And I guess you just not having all the extra calories just has a whole host of health benefits.
But, Cody, you're saying, screw it, you're ready to die.
I don't want to live forever.
Yeah.
You know? Maybe there's something else going on after this life. I have no idea. I will get bored of this. So, okay, I will get bored, and what is the end game?
Would you say that it's now or
never? I'm going to learn everything. I'm going to get rich. I'm going to rule the world. Or not. I don't know.
Would you say that you're halfway there?
Halfway?
Yeah.
I'd say I'm a quarter of the way there.
Towards death, you mean?
Hopefully.
Oh, I'm halfway there.
All right. That's it for tonight. But you can join Cody for more of his show. He does his own show called Off the Air Live. You can get at that over at offtheairlive.com. It's a show up from this weekend.
Yep.
Excellent. And then we'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime. FreeTalkLive.com. We might have Mark back tomorrow night. I don't know. We'll find out. See you then.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off! HostGator.com/FTL.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.